Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
By the way, I should mention the fact that the president had a big weekend. And now today, of course, the impeachment thing starts back up again. We've got John Decker on the line with us right now from Fox News Radio, the, of course, White House correspondent for Fox News Radio. John, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing? Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving, too.
We did. And you, did you get to spend it in Mar-a-Lago?
No, I was not in Florida, thankfully not, because you do not get to enjoy Thanksgiving when you're covering the president during Thanksgiving. So I was right here in Washington enjoying it with my family.
Glad to hear that. Speaking of which, you know, I'm not going to ask you to comment on this, but I noticed where the president went to Afghanistan, right, to spend time with the troops, and a Newsweek reporter misreported that and actually got fired for it. That was weird.
Fill me in. I'm not aware of this story. What happened here?
Well, so she's a Newsweek reporter, and I wish I don't have the piece of paper in front of me, but she got fired for reporting that the president's plans included turkey and golf at Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving, and never mentioned the fact that apparently he was en route to Afghanistan when she sent out the story. Newsweek fixed it, and they apologized for it, and then apparently they let her go. So that was weird.
This is news to me.
Yeah,
you got to be accurate. That's the number one rule of journalism is to be accurate. And obviously that, based upon what you're telling me, she was not accurate, to say the least.
No. I know the White House sent out a pretty lengthy explanation of why the president is not going to, or the White House is not going to be providing anybody to represent the president in front of the Judiciary Committee this week, correct?
That is right. So there is one hearing that is scheduled for this week. It will be on Wednesday, and that hearing is a hearing in which there will be constitutional law experts that will be talking about what is and what is not a crime, essentially, that leaps over the barrier to be a high crime and misdemeanor. So that is what will take place on Wednesday, and then the following week is when we'll get to hear sort of the report being brought forward by members of this Judiciary Committee to talk about what they believe the president violated in terms of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Does it seem to me, is it just odd to me, but correct me if I'm wrong, Adam Schiff will release the report today from his committee, from the Intelligence Committee.
That's right.
And then tomorrow they'll vote to send it to the Judiciary Committee. And the Judiciary Committee hearing is already scheduled, so there's no doubt about what the vote's going to be tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be a party-line vote. You are absolutely right about that. It's going to be a party-line vote in both the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee. Of course, Democrats control both of those committees. They hold the majority in Congress. So, yeah, there's not going to be, I don't think, a big question as to how the vote's going to turn out. The White House, as you mentioned, has decided not to send any type of representation for the president in terms of legal counsel to this first hearing, but they've kept their options open for the hearings that will take place next week in terms of whether or not to present evidence, whether to have an attorney there representing the president, cross-examining witnesses, that type of thing. And that deadline for them to decide that is this Friday, I think at 6 p.m.
We're talking to John Decker from Fox News Radio. You know, we had Brian Kilmeade in town about a week ago, and he was mentioning the fact that the word censure has come up several times. Are you hearing that that might be an alternative to voting to impeach this president in the House?
I've heard that. That is an idea. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think that you're going to see ultimately coming out of the Judiciary Committee, they're going to write articles of impeachment. And I believe that, included among them will be abuse of power, obstruction of Congress, and I don't know what else will come out of it beyond those two things that I'm pretty certain of. And for those two counts in articles of impeachment, I think you're going to see a strictly party line vote. You might have two Democrats that join Republicans, but that's more than enough votes to move it over to the Senate for a Senate trial.
True, true. John, I didn't ask this ahead of time. What's your deadline here?
I do not know. I figured you know. Let me see. Oh, it's actually passed. I'm speaking very shortly to your neighbors to the south. I'm going to be speaking to Memphis, Tennessee, and I know how much you love Memphis.
All right. I didn't mean to run you over. I just wanted to check. I was going to ask one more question, but we'll let you go. John Decker, Fox News Radio. Thanks, buddy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.